dead.
Where did you keep your grain?
We have a graver in the barn, you put it in.
Mm-hmm. Keep grain and mice in there?
Hmm?
Yes, and rats.
Yeah, all of them go together. You need to keep enough cats to keep bread.
You hadn't better say that.
I got to get some cats over the doors as these kids' mother.
Oh, where did all these cats come from? That's out here. The garden is full of cats.
Lord,
there's five, I think, out there.
You kids bring a bunch of cats over here?
Uh-uh.
Did you bring any this morning when you was over here?
I ran over one going home this morning.
Out
down here
too.
Well,
I went out.
We haven't had a cat in 3 months.
Went out there a while ago and he's getting all that on. I should record it.
Doesn't make any difference.
He's got all the noise of the mowers, all the different mowing machines, and all the trains are hooting through here and everything else. He'll wonder what in the world's happened to him. He goes,
well, I remember that. That's Amber.
You'll have all that in it, too. No, I went out to the garden just before dinner a while, and there was five cats out there, and I thought maybe you brought them from over to Webb's this morning.
You come out the morning, hey. I'd give them some of that milk you asked to pour out on her. We could pour out about 2 or 3 gallons of milk every day of the world, sweet milk, and 2 or 3 poor families in Amber. I tried to get them to come down here and give it to them. They'd rather buy it, and I'd do that if I guess most of them did.
You think they'd come get it and buy themselves a pasteurizer if they wanted pasteurized?
No, they just don't buy milk. They just don't have milk. You can tell from the way the children look that they don't get milk. They're 7, 8-year-old children with their teeth all decayed and gone, worn down to the gums. It's pitiful.
Where was your granary?
In the
barn.
What did you keep in this?
Wheat, oats, and used to corn. We raised corn, but we don't raise corn anymore. You could store your wheat in there, but now you just put your wheat in the elevator and get a government loan on it, and they store it for you. And if it goes up, you can get 12 cents a bushel now more for it than you could when we put it in there and they stored it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got $1.71 or 2 cents for it, and now you can get 12 cents extra.
5 cents a bushel.
12 cents a bushel extra. Mm-hmm. And if it don't go up, you just turn it over to the government. It don't bother you at all. They just take your wheat.
Mm-hmm.
The best way is, Grant said he had 3,000 bushels stored. I thought he was all too wet to put in the elevator.
All up there on Wayne's place, I believe, all of it was.
There were.
Yeah.
Too wet?
Yeah. He got docked 8 or 9 cents on the lot of it.
Well, he said he had 3,000 bushels and storage. Now, where did he come from?
What's he got?
Could a place go?